Hello, Brevid. Welcome back to our Business in Focus class. In our previous class, we were taking a closer look at some sentences that we saw in our dialogue about Justine's performance review, right? And so today, we're going to keep on working on those structures. Are you ready? Let's get started then. Very well, then, let's move on with our sentences here. Number 9. That's something I would recommend that you do ASAP. That's something I would recommend it to do ASAP. Remember that I reminded you last class that we can use would to express politeness, right? So to give a polite suggestion. So I would recommend, you are basically recommending something in a very polite way. I would recommend. And also, I told you that the pronunciation of the expression ASAP, which stands for as soon as possible, can be read either ASAP, there is pronouncing every letter ASAP, or as ASAP, right? So ASAP or ASAP, both are okay, both are accepted, and both are used. All right, let's move on to 9.1. It's advisable that you do it as soon as possible. It's advisable that you do it as soon as possible ASAP, right? As soon as possible ASAP. Okay, in this sentence, we have a very interesting adjective, which is advisable. It's one of those adjectives that ends in that suffix that we have already talked about here in our classes, which is the suffix able, right? So advisable is the union of advice, which means aconselhar, right? Plus the suffix able. Able meaning susceptible of. Capable of. So capable of advise, advisable. We saw some other examples here that have the same suffix, such as comfortable or enjoyable or respectable. Okay, so all of these adjectives, they come from the union of a word with the suffix able, which means capable of or susceptible of. Okay, so advisable, advise plus able, something that can be advised. Comfortable, comfort plus able, something that provides comfort, right? Enjoyable, enjoy plus able, something that can provide, that is capable of being enjoyed. And respectable, respect plus able, something that is capable of being respected, right? So advisable, it's advisable that you do it as soon as possible. 9.2. You should do this at your earliest convenience. You should do this at your earliest convenience. This is a very interesting expression that we have here. At your earliest convenience, which means basically whenever is best for you or whenever you have the time. All right, so at your earliest convenience, whenever is best for you, whenever you have the time, whenever you can do something. All right, so you should do this at your earliest convenience. You should do this whenever you can, whenever you have the time, as soon as you have the possibility to do this. All right, 9.3. You'd better do that as soon as you can. You'd better do that as soon as you can. You may have noticed here, now that we're saying that we're repeating this expression again, that the expression, in the expression, as soon as, the first word ends in a consonant while the next word begins with the same consonant. And then this second word ends in a consonant sound and the third word begins with a vowel sound. What does that mean? It means that, as you know, we're going to link everything together as soon as soon as, as soon as, as soon as soon as you can, as soon as you can, as soon as possible. You'd better do that as soon as you can, as soon as possible. You'd better do that as soon as you can. Okay, so as soon as soon as, as soon as. So it's something that you say just as if those three words were only one. As soon as soon as soon as. Okay, so as soon as you can, as soon as possible, and so on. All right, moving forward. Can you handle closing more sales per week? Can you handle closing more sales per week? Let me just draw your attention here to the pronunciation of the word per, okay? Per. It's something like per with that very strong R sound that is very typical from the English language, right? So per. Can you handle closing more sales per week? Per week, per week. Can you handle closing more sales per week? All right, 10.1. Can you manage to meet more clients per week? Can you manage to meet more clients per week? No problems here, I believe, right? So 10.2. Do you think you can close all these deals? Do you think you can close all these deals? Here we have two situations that I have already talked about, but I want to reinforce them. First of all, is the way we pronounce the words do and you as if they were only one. So do, right? Do you think? And also the pronunciation of the word these, right? Which is different from the singular this. So these deals. So do you think you can close these deals? Do you think you can close these deals? All right. 10.3. Are you capable of closing this deal before the end of the month? We have here one word that gives us another great opportunity to practice the pronunciation of the TH, which is the word month, right? Month. Also notice that our vowel sound is more like month. Okay? Month. So the end of the month. Are you capable of closing this deal before the end of the month? Okay, moving on. Maybe you could come up with an action plan. We have already talked about this sentence in our dialogue class, but I want to draw your attention to it one more time. Notice how we have six words there that are all linked together when we pronounce them. Come up with an action plan, right? It's a whole phrase, six words, and we're going to pronounce them all without break, without pause. Come up with an action plan. Okay, so there is no pause between the words there. We're just going to say everything in one breath. Come up with an action plan. Don't forget to practice this, okay? 11.1, perhaps you should plan out your actions. Once again, we have here a phrasal verb in which the preposition out doesn't change the meaning of the verb. It just emphasizes it, okay? So plan out means basically plan, right? So plan out just gives this idea of emphasis to the planning process. So you should plan out your actions. You should plan your actions. They are both the same thing, okay? Moving forward, it could be a good idea to plan ahead of time. You may have noticed here that when we say the word it, we normally don't pronounce the letter T in a very stressed, in a very strong manner, right? What we normally do is we eat the letter T and we speak it inwards. It, right? We don't normally say it could. We say it could be. It could be a good idea to plan ahead of time. Okay, so it. We don't really pronounce the letter T when saying the word it. Okay, so it. Also, let's take some time to see the difference between the word it, our pronoun here, and the word eat, the verb eat, right? When we say it, the pronoun it, we have this closed sound, something like something like that, right? It. And when we say the verb to eat, it's something more like eat. Okay? So when I say it was a good game. It was a good game. All right? And if I say I like to eat pasta. Eat pasta. I like to eat pasta. Okay? So it was a good game. I like to eat pasta. It eat. It eat, it, eat. The difference in terms of pronunciation between the letter I and the letters EA is not just very easy to notice for English speakers, but it's also extremely important, extremely crucial, because sometimes you can change the meaning of a word completely if you exchange a and e. All right, so let's pay close attention to this detail and let's practice a lot so that we don't make any mistakes, right? So it and eat, it, eat, it, eat. Okay, it was a good game. I like to eat pasta. It could be a good idea. It could be a good idea to plan ahead of time. Here's another interesting expression, ahead of time, which means before the expected time, right? So before the expected time, ahead of time in advance, right? It could be a good idea to plan ahead of time. It could be a good idea to plan in advance before the deadline is reached. All right, 11.3, drafting an action plan might be advisable. Drafting an action plan might be advisable. Once again, we have here the use of the modal verb might to indicate a polite suggestion, right? So a polite suggestion. Drafting an action plan might be advisable. It is my suggestion, it is my polite suggestion that you draft an action plan. All right, moving on. I need to find a way to manage the amount of clients I contact. I need to find a way to manage the amount of clients I contact. No big secrets here. I'm just going to remind you that many expressions that have the word of in the end, they have a special pronunciation, like amount of, in which the word of becomes a. So amount of. Amount of, okay? The amount of clients, amount of clients, amount of clients. The same thing happens when we say a lot of. A lot of, when we say in a fast daily speech, we're gonna say just lot of, right? A lot of. A lot of, a lot of clients, a lot of projects, a lot of things, and so on. All right, so many times when we have these expressions that end in of, we're gonna pronounce this of as a, amount of, a lot of, and so on. So manage the amount of clients I contact. Okay, moving on, 12.1. I have to make sure I manage how many clients I get in touch with. I have to make sure I manage how many clients I get in touch with. Just reminding you here once again that it's perfectly fine to end a sentence in a preposition in the English language, right? And this expression here we have already seen, get in touch, which means to contact, right? So I have to make sure I manage how many clients I get in touch with. I have to make sure I manage how many clients I contact. They are synonyms. All right, 12.2. It's essential that I close all these deals. It's essential that I close all these deals. Once again, we have here a word that has the letters E and A together, and also that ends in L, which means that this word has a very specific, a very peculiar pronunciation. Because not only I have that long E sound, but I also have the peculiar L sound in English, right? Which is always L, L, L. So we have the word deal, 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 deal. Okay, so these deals, close all these deals. It's essential that I close all these deals. All right, 12.3. I must try to get in touch with all my clients. I must try to get in touch with all my clients. No secrets there, right? So moving forward, I'm eager to close as many deals as possible. I'm eager to close as many deals as possible. Here we have another sentence that can help you practice the pronunciation of the word deals, right? I'm eager to close as many deals as possible, okay? 13.1. I'm excited to show the company some good results. I'm excited to show the company some good results. Also, no big secrets here, so let's move forward. I can't wait to show the team what I'm capable of. I can't wait to show the team what I'm capable of. Remember that I told you last class about the difference in the pronunciation of can in the affirmative and can't in the negative for American English, right? Let's just remember that in American English, the letter T is not going to be pronounced and that the letter N is going to end abruptly, right? Can't, right? And the word can, the affirmative version, is going to be complete, right? So can't, right? It ends abruptly, even though I don't pronounce the letter T, right? So I can't wait. I can't wait to show the team what I'm capable of. All right, 13.3. I'm eager to do my best work. I'm eager to do my best work. Once again, as I told you last class, when I speak slowly, I tend to pronounce the word to more clearly, right? I'm eager to do my best. And when I speak a little faster, normally I'm gonna pronounce the word to as d, right? I'm eager to do my best work. All right, moving on. I think maybe you could focus on fewer, more profitable contracts for a while. We have already seen here in our classes both the words little and few. But do you remember the difference between them? Luis is going to tell us right now.
The usage of little and few can sometimes be a little confusing, mostly because of the different contexts in which these words are used. Both of them can be used to talk about quantities, but there's an essential difference between the two of them. Little is used for uncountable nouns, and few is only used for countable nouns. In other words, if the noun has a plural form, you use few. If it doesn't, then you should use little. For example, we're going to need a few days to finish this task. It's the end of the month, but I still have a little money left. Just don't forget that few is used only for quantities and won't be found in other contexts. Little can also be an adjective or an adverb in other phrases. That's it. Now, back to class.
All right then, now that your memory is refreshed and that you remembered the difference between little and few, let's move on with our sentences here. 14.1. Why don't you focus on more strategic clients? Notice here that, once again, I don't pronounce the T when I say the word don't, okay? So normally in American English, I'm just going to say don't, okay? Don't you focus. Why don't you focus on more strategic clients? Okay, so just don't, right? 14.2. The most profitable contracts should remain as your focus. No big secrets here. Let's move forward. 14.3. Focusing on more strategically viable contracts would be a good plan. Here again, we have two structures that we have already seen in our classes here. First of all, we have the use of gerund to turn a verb into a noun, right? So when we see there, focusing on more strategically viable contracts, focusing is the object, is the noun of my sentence, right? So focusing on more strategically viable contracts. Okay, so what would be a good plan? Focusing on more strategically viable contracts, right? And the second thing that we have already seen here is, once again, the use of would to express a polite suggestion, right? So I could say, focusing on more strategically viable contracts is a good plan. I could say that. There is no problem with this sentence, but it doesn't sound polite, right? It's not a polite suggestion. So focusing on more strategically viable contracts would be a good plan. I am making a suggestion in a very polite way. Okay, moving on to our last page. That can be an item in your action plan, don't you think? Once again here, let me remind you of the importance of pronouncing the letter M as really a letter M. That is, closing your lips to pronounce it, right? So, item, item, item. An item in your action plan. That can be an item in your action plan, okay? And also, there's expression here, the don't you think. It's a very useful expression to make suggestions as well. So, don't you think can be used to make suggestions, okay? Just as is happening in our situation here. So when he says there, that can be an item in your action plan, don't you think? He is suggesting that this person includes that item in his or her action plan, right? Let's see one more example of that situation. I could say, you should avoid talking to her, don't you think? You should avoid talking to her, don't you think? So I am suggesting that you avoid talking to her. I'm making a suggestion in a very indirect and educated and polite way. Okay, so now you know that you can also use don't you think in the end of a sentence to express a suggestion. All right, let's move on now. 15.1. I'm sure that could be added to your action plan. I'm sure that could be added to your action plan. Here, once again, let's be careful with the pronunciation of the verb in the simple past. Added, okay? So added is one of those verbs in which the ED sound is stressed, is strong. So added, added, be added, be added to your action plan. I'm sure that could be added to your action plan, okay? 15.2. Managing your time should be an item in your action plan. Managing your time should be an item in your action plan. Notice how we have a bunch of words there. They are all linked when I say them faster. We have there an item in your action, right? We have all of these words and they are all pronounced together. An item in your action plan. An item in your action. An item in your action. An item in your action. And notice that even though I am connecting and I'm linking all those words, I still pronounce the letter M, right? An item in your action. An item in your action. An item in your action plan. Okay? So even though I'm going to say all of those words pretty connected, I'm going to pronounce the letter M very clearly. All right? Moving forward, 15.3. How many different tasks did you put in your action plan? How many different tasks did you put in your action plan? Once again, reminding you that I can pronounce the you as did you, okay? I can say did you, no problem, but it's more common to hear people saying did you, okay? Did you put in your action plan? How many different tasks did you put in your action plan? And so on. All right, well, this is the end of our Business in Focus number 14. I know that you have a lot of pronunciation tips now that you want to work on, but don't forget to do your memorization hack practice as well, okay? Listening to those sentences as many times as you can is definitely going to help you become more fluent, and it's also obviously going to help you with your pronunciation as well. All right, well, you take care, and I'll see you in our next dialogue class. See you later, private.